WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Breaking news this morning, former U.S. Attorney General Janet Reno has died.
Family members say Janet Reno died early today from complications of Parkinson's disease. She was 78. The Florida native was nominated to the post of Attorney General in 1993, becoming the first woman to take the position. She would end up becoming the second longest serving Attorney General, but not before finding herself at the center of several political storms during the Clinton administration.
Correspondent Scott Carr. Donald Trump was nearly 3 hours late for a scheduled rally in Leesburg last night, but it didn't seem to dampen the enthusiasm of the crowd.
Your governor has illegally given voting rights to 60,000 felons. He's letting criminals cancel out the votes of law-abiding citizens. You have to get everyone you know to the polls. We are going to win. We are going to have one of the great victories of all time.
Trump's Leesburg rally capped a whirlwind day that included stops in Colorado, Iowa, Minnesota, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Ohio voters have one more day of early voting ahead of tomorrow's election.
It's going to start at 8 in the morning. It'll go until 2 in the afternoon. So far, we've seen 1.5 million people who've actually voted early out of the 7 million in Ohio. So this is really good news for both sides, but potentially really tightening this race even tighter, potentially working for Hillary Clinton. She is really counting on those votes in Cleveland, the millennials, African Americans, as well as women. She has been working very hard in the Cleveland area. We've been seeing record turnout.
Correspondent Suzanne Malvo. Over 100,000 people in Northern Virginia have cast absentee ballots, helping push the statewide total to a new record of over 538,000. Fairfax County expects to receive about 120,000 absentee ballots total for tomorrow's election. Saturday was the last day for someone to cast an absentee ballot in person in Fairfax County. The 10th District Congressional race in Northern Virginia between incumbent Republican Barbara Comstock and Democratic challenger Lou Anne Bennett could be very close, according to one local political analyst.
It's a district that's very split.
UVA's Jeffrey Skelly says the 10th Congressional District includes parts of Democratic-leaning Northern Virginia and more Republican-leaning rural areas like the Shenandoah Valley.
And I think you're going to see a pretty stark difference west to east in the voting patterns.
Comstock and Bennett's success is tied to the way residents feel about the presidential candidates. Skelly predicts Democrat Hillary Clinton will carry the district narrowly, in which case
Comstock can way, because she does have a track record of running ahead of troubled Republican candidates.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia voters tomorrow will also be looking at a ballot question that would put the state's right-to-work law into the state constitution.
State Senator Mark Obenshain says they need to do things that let businesses know Virginia is a good place to be.
Every year, members of the General Assembly introduce legislation that would water down.
I've been there since 1976. There's never been a single attempt to repeal it, alter it.
Senate Minority Leader Dick Saslaw calls it just political grandstanding. Political analyst Quentin Kidd says Virginia's been trending more purple.
People who support the right to work law worry that if Virginia's legislature is taken over by Democrats, this may change.
It's much harder to change the Constitution than the law, he says. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Police across the Washington region are stepping up their efforts to prevent pedestrian deaths. That's because the end of daylight saving time brings darker evening commutes and greater risks to pedestrians and bicyclists. This new enforcement effort, they say, will target not just drivers, but pedestrians and bicyclists who break traffic laws as well. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,888, the Nasdaq at 50,46. Sports, the Redskins enjoy their bye week. The Cowboys win their seventh straight. The Giants beat Philly. The Ravens beat the Steelers. Late game, Oakland wins. NBA, the Wizards host the Rockets tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depends on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout, where you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. According to a survey from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, over 50% of teens were more likely to buckle up if the adult who was driving also wore a seatbelt. However, when adult drivers did not use seatbelts, just 8% of teens used theirs. So wear your seatbelt and make sure your passengers do too. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Is there anything more annoying than the sound of an old scratchy wiper blade
how about not being able to see?
When it comes to wipers, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
ZeroRes makes dirty carpets look, feel, and smell brand new again. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 as you come out of the Frederick area. Yes, we have the volume past the Monocacy down toward Urbana and Hyattstown. Along the way, we had the crash reported before you get to Route 80 Urbana, and they were trying to confine that to the shoulder. 27 Ridge Road. Oh, it's that paving project they've been working on for a while to make the road smoother for you. But south on Ridge Road, in fact, each direction of Ridge Road near Penn Shop Road still have a little bit of volume as the crews try to wrap everything up. So just alert, heads up on 27 Ridge Road through that stretch. Around the Beltway topside, starting to see some of those brake lights as you pass New Hampshire Avenue, heading past Colesville Road on Virginia's 95 northbound, the volume in Aquia and Woodbridge. 210, let's go north on 210, seeing those delays forming as you head past Palmer Road and pushing up through to the Beltway. Update is brought to you by Tanger Outlets in National Harbor. Shop over 85 designer outlet stores at Tanger Outlets at National Harbor. Visit TangerOutlets.com or text SAVE to 55695 to save an extra 20% on holiday gifts and fashions now at Tanger Outlets. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More dry weather and more sunshine. Temperatures are down a bit, though, as we head through this morning and this afternoon. A mostly sunny 61. Election day, sunshine, some afternoon clouds, 68. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Gainesville, 32 in Frederick, 47 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by the American Red Cross. There's one thing Democrats and Republicans agree on. Neither side likes James Comey. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, you know him, you love him, and you can't wait to hear what he has to say about these latest revelations. Joe DeGenova, our legal analyst, will be here. At 7:35, Mayor of D.C. Muriel Bowser will be on board. At 7:05, Lanny Davis. And at 8:35, Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon, who speaks on behalf of the Trump campaign. She's a Trump surrogate. She'll join us at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Come together right now. Over me.
No matter what happens tomorrow night as the results start pouring in, one thing is for certain, this election season and what's left of the American electorate come Wednesday morning has been something remarkable and something that none of us ever expected we'd go through. This election has absolutely been one for the ages. And many people are concerned about what that America looks like Wednesday morning, what Americans will feel Wednesday morning, no matter who ends up being the president-elect. And Chuck Todd yesterday on Meet the Press, interviewing Newt Gingrich, asked a very compelling question, I think. You know, even a broken clock, as they say.
He's right twice a day, that's right.
Here's Chuck Todd. I want you to listen to the question.
What do we do as a country on November 9th? Because it's been a rough election, and I want to use your words. This is what you said in January of 2001 after another very contentious presidential election. You said the following. Most Americans do not find themselves actually alienated from their fellow Americans or truly fearful if the other party wins power. Unlike in Bosnia, Northern Ireland, or Rwanda, competition for power in the U.S. remains largely a debate between people who can work together once the election is over.
Right.
That was America circa 2001, as far as you were concerned. Right. Do you believe that's the case in January of 2017?
Now, before I play you Newt Gingrich's answer, and it's a heck of an answer, by the way, I want to hear from you. 888-630-9625. What's your answer to that question? Do you believe that Americans can get together come Wednesday morning and work together and actually have a vision and work toward the vision of a better country? Or do you think that we are so split, that we are so bifurcated, that we are so alienated from each other that, to coin that pervert John Edwards phrase, we are two Americas? And there is even even more challenges in reconciling those two Americas. Where do you think we stand Wednesday morning? 888-630-9625. Can this country come together and actually solve some of these very, very real problems that we have? 888-630-WMAL. Should we let Newt answer first, Brian, or should we try to?
No, I want to hear what Newt has.
All right, so here's Newt once again. The sum up of Chuck Todd's question.
Competition for power in the U.S. remains largely a debate between people who can work together once the election is over.
Right.
That was America circa 2001, as far as you were concerned. Right. Do you believe that's the case in January of 2017?
Newt Gingrich's answer. Again, he's there as a surrogate for Donald Trump. He's the former Speaker of the House. He's run for president. Here's his answer.
No. No, I think tragically, drifted into an environment where if Hillary is elected, the criminal investigations will be endless. And if Trump is elected, it'll be just like Madison, Wisconsin with Scott Walker. The opposition of the government employee unions will be so hostile and so direct and so immediate that it'll be a continuing fight over who controls the country. I think that we are in for a long, difficult couple of years, maybe a decade or more, because the gap between those of us who are deeply offended by the dishonesty and the corruption and the total lack of honesty on the Clinton team and on their side, okay. Their defense of unions, which they have to defend. I understand that. But that will lead to a Madison, Wisconsin kind of struggle if Trump wins.
There you go. That's Newt Gingrich's answer. Do you agree with him? Are we pretty much irrevocably split, at least, well, I shouldn't say irrevocably split, but significantly split for the near future? No matter who wins this election, is there no coming together? 888-630-WMAL. Sadly, I agree. And I think that much of it is about these two candidates. But actually, frankly, I think that we've walked down this road for the last 8 years with our president, who came in with such great promise. He promised his whole reason for being was to unite our country. His whole brand was, you know, I transcend politics, I transcend race, I transcend party. And it's been the exact opposite. This has been the most divisive 8 years that I've witnessed as an American. And I think that it's going to take a lot to heal.
Yes, that is true. Look, we've been a divided nation for some time now. And the elections have been decided by a few people in the middle, by and large. Here's where I'm at on. I agree with Newt Gingrich wholeheartedly. Let's imagine that on Wednesday morning we wake up and Hillary Clinton has won the presidency. There will be no end to the congressional investigations. There will be no end to the investigations into the Clinton Foundation. She will enter office with about 70% of the people in America, even Democrats, a number of them, don't believe her and don't trust her. She is damaged goods. Her presidency and anything that she hopes to accomplish will be DOA, because I think the Republicans are going to maintain both the House and the Senate. So I don't see anything that she accomplishes, and I think it's going to be very divisive, and we're going to have a president who is essentially dead on arrival when it comes to policy issues and trying to get anything done. She can't get it done. She's not going to have anybody who likes her enough to do what she wants to get done. So there's that. Let's imagine we wake up on Wednesday morning and Donald Trump is the president of the United States. The Bernie Sanders people are not going to have anything. The Hillary Clinton people are not going to have anything to do with Trump. They're going to be lined up against them, and the Democrats can play what they do over in the House and Senate when they can slow things down. They can drag it out. And he is a person, whether you like him or not, you have to admit he's a polarizing individual. And a good number of people are not going to like the fact that he's in office. So I think we're in really, really tough times going forward. One way or the other, it's going to be a difficult 4 years, no matter who becomes president.
Only thing I would add to your assessment of Donald Trump as president is that it's not the Democrats in the Senate and the House who are going to drag their feet. There's a good percentage of the Republicans
some
who have
might,
already
yeah.
signaled. Some of them.
Yeah.
I mean, the Speaker of the House himself, Paul Ryan, has not in any way suggested that he's going to be working as a bona fide partner with a new Republican president if it's Donald Trump. And plenty of senators who have spoken out against this president. So it goes beyond party there.
Yeah.
All right, your calls. How about John in the district?
That's sort of depressing, though, isn't it?
On WMAL. Hey, John.
Sorry, I don't mean to depress you this morning.
Hey, I was going to say, I didn't even have to hear Newt Gingrich's response. I already know it's going to be horrible. I mean, if Clinton wins or if Trump wins, I think it'll be worse. I want Trump to win, but I think it'll be even worse if Trump wins, because they just hate him because he's good at what he does. I mean, he isn't even... good in a way where he's like Teflon. I mean, so no matter what they throw at him, I mean, they don't want him from a moral perspective. But when you're dealing with ethics and suitability and, you know, just being in the position that Hillary's been in and violated things that if any of us done, we would have been fired or brought up on charges.
That's
or not
right.
even qualified.
John, thank you for that. Thank you. I appreciate that. Let me just say, you're right. It is a little depressing, but I want to put maybe a positive outlook on if Trump wins. And this isn't necessarily to advocate for Trump or anything. I just think, objectively speaking, I think that absolutely, because of the investigations and because of the baggage the Clintons already bring to the table, if Clinton wins, we're pretty much right where we started. But with Trump, I think there's a bit of a different narrative there, and I want to share it with you in a minute, and it may be a little bit more hopeful.
Right now, 6:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Let's get your Monday off to a good start, and we can at the Wilson Bridge. Each direction wide open. Same story at the American Legion Bridge. However, the top side of the Beltway, as you come off of 95, expect those delays. Stop and go past Colesville Road toward George Avenue. That's what I'm seeing there. On 270 south, you have the accident near Route 80 Urbana. That activity should be on the shoulder now, and that's now within the backups as you continue down toward Hyattstown. Slowing again in Germantown. Looks like we may have a new problem on 270 just south of 118. That's where the delays are heading to, so keep alert through that stretch. No problems to report on 66, Manassas, heavy, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and we just still have the volume through Falls Church inside the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for a really nice day today, a high of around 61 degrees. Abundant sunshine, they say. Clear skies tonight, 41. Tomorrow, election day, it'll be good during the day. A high, actually, of almost 70, 68 degrees. A few afternoon clouds. And then tomorrow night, showers late. Well, after it seems the polls would close, we may see some showers, 40% chance, 52. Showers on Wednesday as well, temperatures in the low 60s. Then Thursday and Friday, the week recovers, temperatures in the low 60s and a lot of sunshine. Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
Well, Speaker Gingrich, there's a picture that you painted there. Anyway, I'm going to let you go.
I wish it wasn't true, Chuck.
And in that case, I think everybody agrees on that note.
That's how they ended that, where Chuck Todd said, well, thanks for harshing our mellow there, Speaker Gingrich. Jeez. All right, so let me just throw a little hope in there. First of all, I just want to say I don't buy this narrative that if Congress begins investigations or continues investigations of Hillary Clinton's behaviors and actions with the Clinton Foundation and as Secretary of State and the email servers, that in that some way is uncooperative or divisive. I'm sorry, I don't want Congress to overlook and forego their sacred constitutional duty of oversight on behalf of the people, keeping the executive branch in check for the sake of national unity. Forget that. Your job is to do your job, Congress, and don't buy into this narrative that, oh, you're just trying to cripple the president, President Clinton. You're just trying to. No, that's your job. Your job is to have oversight, provide oversight.
I agree.
Okay.
Of course. Yeah.
So let's set that aside for a moment. If Donald Trump wins, if Donald Trump becomes the president of the United States and we wake up Wednesday morning, the only way he wins is if he has built a brand new coalition that transcends American political parties as we have known them. He will win despite those Republicans who have been against him, thought leaders in this town and political leaders across the country who have said never Trump. He will win because he has drawn many people who used to either never vote or would default vote for the Democrat because of their union affiliation or because as a blue-collar worker they believed that the Democrats were looking out for the little guy. He will have created some level of new coalition that we've never seen before, including a whole lot of people whose one thing in common is they don't want Hillary Clinton to be president.
Yeah.
Now, that's not a whole lot to build a unity party around, but it's a lot more than Hillary Clinton will have.
Well,
and so that does give me a little bit of hope.
And if what does Donald Trump say he is among all things? He's a dealmaker, right? He's the art of the deal, right? How to put together a good deal? Well, that requires that you figure out a way to work with people. And so maybe he will rise to that occasion and find a way to bring these parties together, find an interest that brings everybody to the table on the key issues of the day.
How about interesting to see. Kathy in Fairfax, you're first up on next up on WMAL. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Kathy.
Love your show. You know, I have to say that I think this country is even more divided now than before Barack Obama was elected. I agree with you, Larry, that if Trump gets elected, I believe it's because of a new coalition that he has built and he has worked so doggone hard. And I also agree with you that if Hillary Clinton gets in, I certainly hope Congress stands up and does their job and gets rid of the crook that has gotten into office. Because every day I leave a message on Speaker Ryan's voicemail because I think it is a travesty that somebody like her, with the things that have been coming up about Clinton Inc. and the things that she did in her role as Secretary of State, I think it is absolutely deplorable that she made the cut for the run for presidency.
Yeah, that she was even nominated. Yeah.
And I think that anybody that votes for her is a sick individual.
Thank you, Kathy, for that. Kathy's motivated right there. I appreciate hearing from you, Kathy, and I'm sure the speaker appreciates the phone calls. How about Mike in Springfield? Mike, you're on WMAL.
Good morning, gentlemen. How I can say this nicely. Look, Congressmen and Senators, if you're listening, we elected you to represent us. Whether you like the person who's in office or not, so they not make a dead burn for the difference. You are being paid to do a job to represent the United States people. It is your sacred duty to do what we the people need to have done, and for you to be a stopgap against our government running roughshod over our rights. That's what you're there for. Do your job. If you don't like the president, get over it. That's the way life is. Who's your dad burned up?
So do you think, here's the question, do you think the Congress can do their job and work with, let's say, President Hillary Clinton, and pass budgets and do appropriations and do all of the business that they need to do on behalf of the people, and at the same time have committees of oversight and investigation into anything that this new president may be involved in that is illegal? Can't they do both?
Yes, they can. Problem being is they're sitting on their thumbs and not doing a dead burn thing.
Yeah. Well, Mike, we've seen that for several years, and you're right, and that needs to change as well. More of your calls on this in a moment at 6:22.
It's cold and flu season, so don't wait until you're sick to find a doctor. Quality care is as close as one of our 20-plus Inova primary care offices. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at Inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
Are you considering renting out your home or your house there? Great choice. You know, the rental market's red hot. It gives you the opportunity to move from average homeowner to savvy investor. It's what we've been calling Rent-A-State. Of course, Renter's Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company. What's Rent-A-State? All right, here, let me give you a quick breakdown here. Someone else pays your rent for you, or it pays your mortgage for you, I should say. They're giving you cash. That pays for your mortgage. It delivers that cash flow. It gives you long-term equity, as any good homeowner would have, plus great tax breaks. It's Rent-A-State, all right? But Rent-A-State is a hassle at times. There are certain things about renting out your home or investment property that can sort of bog you down, but that's where Renter's Warehouse comes in, all right? For just $80 a month, boy, that is just nothing when you think about the amount of rent you can get for your home. $80 a month, they price your property for you. They quickly find your tenants, they collect the rent, and then they take all the maintenance calls that you'd have to deal with, all that while you go from homeowner to investor. As a Rent-A-State mogul, call Renter's Warehouse. Get started with a free home rental price analysis. Call them 202-625-4370 or online at renterswarehouse.com. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Did you hear about Luann Bennett?
Tell me.
Bennett hasn't lived in our congressional district for over 10 years, but she wants to be our congresswoman in Virginia?
Didn't she live at the Ritz-Carlton in Washington, D.C.?
Sure did. A nonpartisan group filed a complaint showing Bennett didn't pay her D.C. income taxes as required. Another story says Bennett may have committed mortgage fraud.
Yeah, and didn't Luann Bennett support the largest tax increase in Virginia history and now wants $1 trillion more in tax increases?
Yep. Doesn't pay her taxes, but wants to raise ours. That's why I'm voting for Barbara Comstock. She wants tax relief for families, and she's for a strong national defense.
Did I hear the Washington Post endorsed Comstock?
Sure did. So did all the local papers. They said Comstock knows our district, worked on our issues, stood up for federal workers, and is among the most bipartisan members of Congress.
I'm with you. I'm voting for Barbara Comstock.
I'm Barbara Comstock, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Comstock for Congress.
Do you know anyone who's legally registered to vote in three states? Seven on Your Side does. So what would happen if he went to more than one poll to cast his vote for president? See for yourself. Seven on Your Side alerts, protects, investigates. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 6. Seven on Your Side. Four little words that pack a big punch, that protect you from ripoffs, that spell bad news for the bad guys. When you have a problem that won't go away, turn to ABC 7 News and just say the words, Seven on Your Side.
Freedom has wheels, or at least it should. I'm Dan Cox. I'm asking for your vote for Congress to widen I-270 and fix our transportation. But while we're stuck in traffic, my opponent Raskin was voting to tax us for the rain and then gerrymandering away our voices. Help me get the wheels of freedom moving again. Go to coxforcongress.org and please vote Dan Cox for Congress. And I approve this message.
It is 6:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. But 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Germantown, the crash is on 270 coming southbound after 118. Focal point of the delay is pushing south out of Clarksburg. And again, a lot of activity past 118. Once you get there, then you're good beyond and throughout Rockville down toward the lane divide. On 27, also seeing some improvement. Looks like the overnight work crews have just about wrapped everything up with that paving project, but still keep alert. Some activity along the side, Bridge Road, 27 near Penn Shop Road. Around the Beltway, we go a little bit slow now from 95 and around to Georgia Avenue. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge and getting into the district out of Virginia, heavy on the bridge span. The crash was reported on the eastbound side of the freeway at the 3rd Street Tunnel, but I'm seeing westbound delays on the freeway at the 3rd Street Tunnel, so keep alert in each direction. Traffic update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather continuing now, kicking off a new week with clear sky this morning, mostly blue this afternoon, 61. Tonight, 41 clear. Tomorrow, election day, some afternoon clouds, 68. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees at 627.
After this election, no matter who wins, will our country be able to unite behind our new president? Newt Gingrich was asked that question yesterday. His answer?
No, I think.
Oh, let me play it again because it wasn't very loud. The music was a little over it.
No, I think tragically, drifted into an environment where if Hillary is elected, the criminal investigations will be endless.
Well, he goes on and explains why we can't. But once again, his answer?
No, I think.
No. What do you think? How about Anita in Warrenton? Anita, you're on WMAO.
Hey, Anita, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I think that I agree with Mr. Gingrich, but my reason for agreeing with him is that the Democrats are going to be united behind Hillary like they have been behind Barack Obama. Unfortunately for the Republicans, the Republican establishment is going to turn on Donald Trump, and not only are we going to have the Democrats going after Trump, we're going to have the Republican establishment in Congress going after Trump and fighting him every step of the way. And quite frankly, congressional oversight is a joke. They cannot take down Lois Lerner. You think they're going to take down Hillary Clinton?
It's a good question that we'll just leave hanging in the air there, Anita.
It is now 6:28 on WMAL.
Over 300,000 veterans died while waiting for health care from the VA. Studies show that up to 20 veterans commit suicide every day, but 40% of calls made to the VA Suicide Prevention Hotline went unanswered. America's veterans are calling for help, but John Sarbanes refuses to answer. Sarbanes voted multiple times against needed VA reforms that could have saved the lives of countless veterans. It's no wonder that a leading veterans rights group rated John Sarbanes as one of the five worst members of Congress on veterans issues. It's time to elect a leader who understands veterans because he is a veteran. Dr. Mark Plaster joined the Navy after decades as an emergency room physician. Dr. Plaster served two deployments to Iraq, helping save the lives of soldiers wounded and injured on the front lines. In Congress, Dr. Mark Plaster will demand accountability and sweeping reforms at the VA so our veterans get the care they need and deserve. Paid for by the Plaster for Congress Committee.
I'm Dr. Mark Plaster, and I approve this message because our veterans deserve better. Semper Fi.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
All right, what did we learn from this weekend's drop of wiki emails? A whole lot of interesting stuff. We'll share it with you when we come back after the news, 6:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Breaking news this morning, the first woman to serve as U.S. Attorney General, Janet Reno, has died at the age of 78.
Janet Reno really was the type of person who had the kind of conviction and courage really to move forward in some of these cases. Waco as well, with the Branch Davidians and the loss of life. There were quite a few bit of controversial cases, but she was someone who was not only admired, but she was also beloved as well.
Correspondent Suzanne Malveaux. Also new this morning, the Philadelphia transit strike is over. There's a tentative deal between SEPTA and striking workers. The system handles about 900,000 commuters a day, and local officials have been very concerned that the strike could hinder voter turnout tomorrow. On this last day of the presidential campaign, both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are crisscrossing the nation, and now that the FBI has effectively again cleared Clinton in the email scandal, will that give her a boost?
This is ostensibly very good news for the campaign. Good news that Hillary Clinton doesn't want to talk about right now on the campaign trail, and here's why. When it comes to this campaign, when it comes to the message the Clinton campaign thinks gets them over that line of 270 electoral votes on Election Day, it's a message that needs to be about not the FBI, but Donald Trump.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Donald Trump, meanwhile, capped a day of multi-state campaigning yesterday with a late-night rally in Leesburg. In fact, it ended up being a lot later than anyone had planned on. Trump was supposed to appear at 9:30, but it was well past midnight before he finally took the stage. Trump took a shot at Governor Terry McAuliffe, who Trump said has, quote, illegally given voting rights to 60,000 felons. No word yet on what the damage is after a magnitude 5.0 earthquake in Oklahoma. Yesterday's tremor is the latest to rattle the town of Cushing, where the assistant city manager says a few minor injuries were reported. Damage, he says, appears to be contained to the downtown area. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,888. The Nasdaq at 50.46. Sports, the Redskins take the weekend off. Wins for the Giants and the Cowboys. The Ravens beat Pittsburgh. The late game, the Raiders beat Denver. NBA, the Wizards entertain Houston tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You've seen it before, something that sounds like a great new investment opportunity. So you invest, only to discover it's not so hot. Hi, Rick Edelman here, warning you to stay away from hot investment fads. It's a common way investors lose money, and there are six more that can cost you money and damage your retirement savings. Come learn what these mistakes are and discover the right way to invest for retirement at my seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my number one best-selling book. Thousands have already attended the seminar nationwide. Now it's your chance. Come take the first step to helping you achieve your financial goals. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Beltsville and Leesburg, Saturday, November 12th at 11 a.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
This is Barack Obama. Now, we're at the end of what has felt like a really long election season. It's time to make the final decision about who we should elect to represent us. Unfortunately, some Republicans are already gearing up to do everything they can to stop any progress in Washington. They've said they would stop any future Democratic Supreme Court nominee and spend their time on endless investigations. And believe it or not, there are even some Republicans in Congress who have already said they want to start the impeachment process. Regardless of what political party you're in, I think we can all agree that the gridlock and obstruction needs to stop. Republicans running for Congress are promising more gridlock and inaction. If you want to get things done in Washington, vote for Democrats for Congress. Send a message by sending leaders to Washington who will work for you and won't just put their party over progress. Vote for Democrats for Congress.
Paid for by DCCC, dccc.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. DCCC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
The presidential general election is almost here. Election day is November 8. Follow these practical tips. Familiarize yourself with the new voting system. Review your sample ballot and bring it with you to use as a guide. You must be registered to vote on election day, and you must vote in your home precinct. Your sample ballot provides that information. Visit the Montgomery County Board of Elections website, 777vote.org, for more information. Remember, your time, your voice, your vote.
Attention Fairfax County business owners and decision makers, big and small. Did you know the commuting benefits you currently or plan to provide to your employees may designate you as a best workplace for commuters? Call 703-877-5704 to see if you qualify.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town, the freeway. That's a focal point of some heavy delays starting to form in each direction as you head across the 11th Street Bridge and off of 295 North especially. Once you get across the bridge and merge on towards South Capitol Street before the 3rd Street Tunnel incident reported. On the opposite direction as you come out of Virginia, passing the Case Bridge before the tunnel, we had a broken down reported in that area. DC 295 South off of 50, the stop and go past Benning Road and East Capitol Street, just that long, slow stretch through there. 66, I'm going to take you first through Manassas and Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks with the heavy delays. Inside the Beltway, though, have a crash reported 66 eastbound right as you come off of the connector road, so keep alert through that stretch. Germantown, accident continues to block some lanes here on 270 southbound south of 118. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure locked in, long run of dry weather here as we head on through the next couple of days. We'll keep it dry. 61 today, plenty of sunshine. Clear tonight, chilly 41, suburbs a little chillier. Sunshine tomorrow, some afternoon overcast, a little bit milder for election day, up to 68 degrees. Maybe some showers by Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic, the Weather Channel at WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Alexandria, 32 in Greenbelt, 46 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Fairfax County Department of Transportation. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It's 6:37. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, and you're going to want to keep it here on this election eve as we break down everything you need to know before tomorrow's big presidential election. 705 Joe DeGeneva will talk to us about, well, about all of the Comey and email stuff. 735 D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser on tomorrow's election and D.C. statehood. 805, longtime Clinton surrogate and supporter Lanny Davis. And at 835, a Trump surrogate, Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Evidence that a number of journalists are in the tank for the Clinton folks. There seems to be a little doubt about that. And one name that rises to the top of that list is a guy by the name of John Harwood.
Oh, this guy.
Journalist for CNBC and the New York Times. Yeah, you remember it was an email that came out not long ago from Harwood praising Hillary Clinton, and the email was sent to John Podesta, and it was just, you know, just slobbering all over the Clinton presidency, the president, the Hillary campaign. It was pretty egregious stuff.
Well, and he was also, if I remember right, he was bragging about how he beat up Trump and the Republicans
right.
a moderator in the debate. Did you see how I did it? You know,
well, you know, we get an, like, seemed like every day there's a new batch of WikiLeak emails that keep dropping into the public domain, and there's a new one that came up over the weekend, and here's one from John Harwood to John Podesta, and here's the topic line. What should I ask Jeb?
Yeah,
that's right. He had an interview with Jeb Bush on September 25th, and here in this email, he is saying to John Podesta, "Hey, what should I ask Jeb Bush?" Well, you know, that's troublesome. I mean, it is one thing to check in with the campaign and say, what do you think the big issues are, you know, and what are your big beefs to gripe with? You know, it's one thing to ask a series of questions that elicits what a campaign might have in their opposition research file that they're willing to share. I got to tell you, as a reporter. I have done that. I've done that to Democrats. I've done that to Republicans when I have a big interview that I'm doing. Hey, what do you guys, you know, what do you think about this? Where's his weakness? What do you think are the areas that need to be explored? And I do it on both sides. But this one is simply saying, what should I ask him? Just give me your list of questions, which is pretty egregious in my estimation. And so there's that, John Harwood exposing himself to be anything but an independent journalist. I love this one. This one comes from Doug Band. Now, who is Doug Band? He's a top aide to Bill Clinton, who helped found the Clinton Global Initiative, and accused he is in this email accusing Chelsea Clinton of illegal activities using money that was given to the foundation.
Yeah.
He says that Chelsea used money from the foundation to pay for her wedding and to get paid for campaigning, all the while avoiding taxes. Now, why was Doug Band taking on the daughter of Bill and Hillary Clinton? Well, because apparently Chelsea was firing a couple of shots across his bow about the way he was running the foundation. I think there's some bad blood here. And I think, why have we heard much from Doug Band of late?
I don't know. Has anybody seen Doug Band recently?
Yeah, I don't know.
Has anybody heard from him at all? Oh, we should really put out an APB.
One wonders where Doug Band is and why we haven't heard much from him lately. I think I have an idea of where he is.
But let's be clear. I mean, this past, I'll read it. The investigation into her getting paid for campaigning, using foundation resources for her wedding and life for a decade, taxes on money from her parents, .. And he goes on to talk about that investigation with Chelsea because he's having this feud with her. That's extremely illegal activity and money laundering, basically.
Yeah, he also called Chelsea's actions not smart, to which John Podesta replied, "You're perfecting your skills for understatement." But Band ended with a rather ominous threat, an unspoken threat, let's put it that way. "I hope that you will speak to her and end this. Once we go down this road, .. suggesting that he had things he was willing to unload. And maybe he is. Because we haven't heard from Doug Band of late, have we? I wonder where he is. Okay, here's one. The question has been asked, who in the world thought it was a good idea to have this private server? And there was a campaign advisor who wrote an email to John Podesta saying, her name is Neera Tanden. "Do we actually know who told Hillary she could use a private email? And that has that person been drawn and quartered?" And Podesta responded to the group saying, "Don't you think, Cheryl?" And then later, in a private conversation with this woman, Tanden, "At least we know why Cheryl didn't want her to run." The suggestion being that it was Cheryl Mills' idea to set up the private server. Who knows?
And none of it matters. None of it matters.
Apparently not.
And certainly not to the director of the FBI.
Yeah, that seems pretty clear, doesn't it? And finally, there was this that was not a WikiLeaks dump, but it's about WikiLeaks. And this is Jennifer Palmieri, who speaks on behalf of the Clinton campaign. And she tweeted out this week on her Twitter account, "Friends, please remember that if you see a whopper of a WikiLeaks in the next 2 days, it's probably fake."
That's hilarious.
Now, what are they doing there? Is that called softening the battleground? Is that what is that? Is that like, you know, you're putting up some early defense for something they think is coming down the pike?
I guess. But by the way,
because remember, they know what's in all those emails. They sent them.
My favorite part of all of this is that isn't there an implication there, or an inference at the very least, that we can draw that up until now everything has been true? You know, they haven't confirmed it. All they say is, Russia. Oh, by the way, if you see a WikiLeaks email dumped today or tomorrow, it's probably fake.
This one is probably
fake. This one's probably fake.
Yeah.
Meaning the other ones, well.
It's 6:43 on WMAL.
False changing weather makes it hard to keep your home comfortable. Fortunately, Home Air Services is offering up to a $1,600 rebate with the purchase of a new qualifying Linux system. Make every fall day perfectly comfortable. Call 301-984-0161 today. License number 9504.
You know, Thanksgiving is right around the corner, so if you want to look 10 or 15 years younger around the dinner table, pick up the phone now. Order Esotique XV. The results are brilliant and actually pretty quick. I got to tell you, I feel younger. I feel like I look younger. Meredith, my wife, has said I'm looking pretty good. And let's face it, I have a face for radio. So I'm pretty thrilled with what Esotique XP does to those fine lines, the micro lines, the crow's feet, the ones that just start to appear when you get to be around my age. And they call them laugh lines, but there's nothing funny about it. And seriously, after using Esotique XP for about a month and a half now, they appear to just start to, you know, melt away. I love it. Why? Well, it's full of this great stuff, this Esotique XP. Plant stem cells, natural peptides, hyaluronic acid, and flower extracts. These amazing ingredients have a proprietary-based delivery system. It guarantees quick, clean absorption for maximum results. That's true. You know, a lot of these creams you get at CVS or whatever, it's they're greasy. Leaves your skin greasy, not this stuff. Call 800-525-2720. Try Esotique XV. They'll give you your money back if you don't see a difference. 800-525-2720. Oh, and listen to this deal. You order it now, risk-free. You get Genucel for bags and puffiness for free. Genucel's free when you order Esotique XV. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
I'm Wayne LaPierre with the NRA. During World War II, our greatest generation held medal drives to support our soldiers. In that same spirit, I'm here to enlist you in NRA Cars for Freedom. If you have an unwanted car, tractor, boat, or motorcycle, we'll pick it up for free in nearly any condition. Donations are tax deductible and will be used to educate our country and protect our freedom. Visit NRACarsforFreedom.com or call 1-866-NRA-GIFT.
It's 6:45 now. WMAO traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, our obstacle has been the crash south of 118, but they were able to confine everything to the shoulder. So coming out of Hyattstown, off and on past 118, now traffic flowing in toward the Gaithersburg area. Also, we had delays 270 south toward Route 80 Urbana. We had the earlier crash this morning, had been over to the shoulder, but they might need to block a lane to pick up one of those cars. So again, keep alert coming out of Frederick for those two heavy stretches. Heading in through town, Southeast Southwest Freeway westbound coming off of the 11th Street Bridge before the 3rd Street Tunnel for the broken down. It looks like everything to the shoulder. Virginia, northbound 95 as you try to head up toward the Occoquan right before you get to 123 and 66 inside the Beltway. You might want to rethink this. Volume just after the connector road for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More dry weather and more sunshine. Temperatures are down a bit though as we head through this morning and this afternoon. A mostly sunny 61. Election day, sunshine, some afternoon clouds, 68. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees at 647.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
All right, so here's a thing that is happening to people who live in the District of Columbia. Not easy to live in the District of Columbia sometimes. You know, you have to deal with the way the government works, and you got to deal with traffic, and you got to deal with this, that, and the other. But if you have a D.C. driver's license, sometimes it's not recognized as a legitimate ID. Did you know this?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it apparently happens. A lot of people have reported that when they go to the airport sometimes, and they have to show their driver's license, you know, they don't have to show their driver's license to vote, but they have to show their driver's license to get on a plane. And they show the driver's license and they say, I'm sorry, I need your passport.
Right, because you're from Colombia.
Because they believe that you're not from the District of Columbia. They believe you're from the country of Colombia.
Well, or I saw one video of people, because they were testing people on this, and someone said, District of Columbia, isn't that in Canada? Like it's a province or
yeah,
something.
Whatever, I don't know. But often, people don't know District of Columbia is D.C., Washington, D.C. They don't get that. And so this has reared its head in an unusual place in football stadiums around the country. When Washington, D.C. people go to football games outside of D.C. and they want to buy a beer, they have to show their driver's license, and they're saying, I'm sorry, we can't accept this.
Well, that's a problem right there.
That's a serious problem. So this has been raised by a couple of people who are very irritated. They went to MetLife Stadium, and they tried to buy beer, and they were told they couldn't. And they literally, they would not sell these people beer because they had a District of Columbia driver's license. It's been brought to the attention of D.C. delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton, who has fired off an angry letter to the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, saying, please ensure sure that beer vendors accept DC driver's license around the stadiums of the NFL.
Well, this is a big deal. If your local government is going to do anything representing you, it's to make sure that your ID is available to get yourself a beer. So there you go. Thank you. That's government working for you.
Yeah.
You know, we'll talk to the mayor of DC, Muriel Bowser, about that. We'll see if this comes up in our conversation.
Right.
About whether she's ever been carded and challenged as to whether, you know, oh, you're the mayor of the District of Columbia. I must say, your English is very good.
Our own producer, Heather Hunter, has said that she was at a TSA checkpoint one time and the person thought that she was from the country of Columbia and wanted to see a passport. And finally, somebody said, no, District of Columbia, it's D.C., Washington, D.C. No, it happens.
It is 6:50 on WMAL.
You always make me laugh, so I love tuning in.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is great stuff.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, it's Chris Plant for Timeshare Exit Team. As a radio personality, my success is based solely on my relationship with you, my audience. And because of that, I manage my credibility with the utmost diligence. I do not endorse an advertiser if I have not either used them or researched them and vetted them, the owners and previous customers, my Timeshare Exit Team has helped thousands of former timeshare owners become non-timeshare owners, including many of you. I want to encourage you, if you've been considering getting out of your timeshare, if your lifestyle has changed and your timeshare no longer fits in, if you're dreading the maintenance fee that's about to arrive because it's that time of year, call my friends at Timeshare Exit Team. Go in for the free consultation, look at your options, and then, if you want out, know that they stand behind their service with a 100% money-back guarantee. Timeshare Exit Team. They'll get you out safely, legitimately, and forever. Visit TimeshareExitTeam.com. That's TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and find a doctor here in the DC area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com.
Take a listen.
It's a great pleasure to speak to you.
Great to have you with us.
You always make me laugh.
Well, that's good to hear.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I love your show so much.
It's a culmination of 20 years of work. What do you think?
I really love your show, and I feel like we're friends.
Where the people of Washington let their voices be heard.
105.9 FM.
It's fun.
And AM 630.
It's hilarious.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Well, it's time to see exactly how your money's doing, and by the way we do that is by checking in at the news desk at CNBC and getting the words and wisdom of Chuck Kamlick. Hello, Chuck.
Good morning, and ka-ching. Going to be a good day on Wall Street. The Dow could be up more than 235 points at the open. This is after the FBI said this weekend that it will not charge Hillary Clinton over those new emails it found. Regulators have found a new device in some Audi models designed to cheat emissions tests. Audi, of course, owned by Volkswagen. General Motors speeding up production of its all-electric Bolt, which gets more than 200 miles to the charge and hopes to start selling them before the year's over. Toyota reversing its earlier decision, and now it also plans to sell an all-electric car by 2020. Twinkies maker Hostess Brands will start selling stock to the public today. Ticker symbol TWNK. And if you need an extra reason to vote tomorrow, guys, many national chains are offering incentives. Show your I voted sticker at Krispy Kreme tomorrow. Get a free donut. 7-Eleven customers get a free cup of coffee. And Zipcar is offering free rides to polling places in the evening, part of its Drive the Vote campaign. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Do you know anyone who's legally registered to vote in three states? Seven on Your Side does. So what would happen if he went to more than one poll to cast his vote for president? See for yourself. Seven on Your Side alerts, protects, investigates. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 6.
All right, listen up. This week, it's Veterans Week on Wheel of Fortune. Tune in and watch Wheel as former members of the United States Armed Forces compete for cash and prizes. Why am I yelling? I don't know. I'm not even in the military. And now my throat hurts and I don't have any lozenges. But I digress. Watch as Wheel salutes former military personnel on Veterans Week. Over and out. Or carry on. Whatever.
Tonight at 7 on ABC 7. When it comes to deciding your vote, that's your business. When it comes to covering your vote, that's our business. And no one does it better than ABC 7 News. For Vote 2016, turn to Washington's most experienced election team, ABC 7 News, on your side.
This holiday season, Joe Hadid and the Child Help Organization are sponsoring the Child Help Toy Drive. Donate a gift to a needy child and get a generous discount on your next rug cleaning. It all happens November 12th at our Springfield location. For details, go to joehadid.com.
It's 6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's been 270. That's been a tough go this morning, our third incident of the morning. We'll start you first out of Frederick, just so you're prepared. South of the Monocacy, before you get to Route 80 Urbana, that's where crews are dealing with a multiple car crash. We have one lane getting through, so quite tough. Again, trying to get to Route 80 Urbana. Once you get through there, you'll hit the slowdowns again south of 109, south of Hyattstown, to take you off and on into Gaithersburg. Crash along the way near 118, that's out of the travel lane. So at least some good news there. Let's get you 29, Maryland, southbound as you head out of White Oak and down toward Trader Joe's. Just past Trader Joe's, that's where we have the accident activity before you get to Four Corners. South on 95, the volume as you approach that outer loop slowdown in towards Silver Spring. On the westbound freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel, that's where crews have been dealing with a broken down car with delays coming off of 295. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel. Forecast.
Well, today looks nice. A high of around 61 degrees and abundant sunshine tonight. Clear 41. Tomorrow, Election Day, is going to be a good day. Temperatures almost 70, 68 degrees, sunny with afternoon clouds. And then tomorrow night, well after the polls close, we're expecting some showers, a 40% chance of rain. And on Wednesday, there will be showers. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 47 degrees.
I'm Wayne LaPierre with the NRA. During World War II, our greatest generation held medal drives to support our soldiers. In that same spirit, I'm here to enlist you in NRA Cars for Freedom. If you have an unwanted car, tractor, boat, or motorcycle, we'll pick it up for free in nearly any condition. Donations are tax deductible and will be used to educate our country and protect our freedom. Visit NRACarsForFreedom.com or call 1-866-NRA-GIFT.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
I was a little surprised last week. Hard to be surprised by just about anything in this campaign. A Wall Street banker proudly told a friend of mine that he was voting for Hillary Clinton. Why, he asked. Well, he said, at least she can be bought, quote, end quote. I was sure he was kidding, must be joking, couldn't be serious. I was told he was very serious. That was the crux of it. He believed if you wanted to get what you wanted out of a Clinton administration, you just needed cash. If that is true, or if it's not true, it seems to me that perception is dangerous. How many voters will walk into the voting booth tomorrow and say, I'm not sure, but at least I know one of them can be bought? No wonder America is angry. No wonder so many Americans feel that politicians have been scamming them for years. Let's hope America doesn't send a message to our politicians tomorrow that being bought doesn't matter. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Hey, my name's Brant.
So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Coming up on WMAL.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser on tomorrow's vote and the potential for statehood on the ballot.
And you know him, and you know he's got some things to say about what happened yesterday with this letter from James Comey. Joe DiGenova will join us right after the news, 7 o'clock in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge.